As the number of those lost in the Asian tsunami has grown, so too have the questions about God. Was God behind that wave that took thousands of innocent lives? How do people of faith reconcile the notion of a loving divinity or divinities with such devastation? NPR's religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty spoke with people of different faiths and filed this report.
Joseph Vianney Fernando has traveled to the devastated areas of Sri Lanka and to the refugee camps where people wait, hollow-eyed, wondering if any of their friends and families are still alive. The Roman Catholic bishop says he mainly sits and listens. This is not the time to explain God's purpose, he says, since the bishop himself does not understand it.
It is a question, a problem, a mystery.
The mystery, he says, is why a God who glories in people would wipe them out.
So I don't believe that God wants to destroy human life in that sense. But biblically also we find that along sometimes with the evil people, some innocent people also perish.
The question, at whose doorstep to lay this tragedy, is testing the faith of people around the world. Here in Washington, inside the Buddhist Vihara Society temple, a monk sits cross-legged in front of a 10-foot bone-white Buddha. The monk, named Vidura, says every one of the 500 families who come to the temple has lost friends or relatives. His own family in Sri Lanka is safe, but as a monk he used to visit the temples along the coast. 50 of them were wiped out.
We knew all the corners of the country because it is a small country. Even I was shocked for 1 week, and I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. I was traumatized, you know.
Vidura says some Buddhists may believe that the victims deserved to die because their karma, their thoughts and actions, made them culpable. Vidura doesn't believe so.
People collectively don't act the same way. So they do different type of karmas. So we cannot say that all these people who perished in this have committed the same karma. We don't say that. We cannot say that. So therefore, this is totally a natural cause.
Rabbi Michael Feshbach has come to much the same conclusion. The Reformed Jew, who leads Temple Shalom in Chevy Chase, Maryland, does not believe God created that wave as a punishment. God may have known about the tsunami ahead of time, he says, but God could not intervene.
God does not micromanage the universe.
Feshbach knows his view is not universal among Jews, many of whom believe in an omnipotent God who controls all events. But he can't square this with the God he knows, the God of love. He says, what about a father who clung to his 3-year-old daughter when the wave swept in, then lost his grip as the water receded and saw his daughter dragged out to sea? Why, he asks, did that 3-year-old die?
What could she have done to deserve this? I find it offensive. It's not a notion I can live with. It's not a notion I can deal with. And if I need to stand here and say that I think that God does not control everything in order to clear God of such a crime, I will do so.
Feshbach believes there was no inherent purpose in this tragedy, but he says people can give it meaning now in the aftermath.
We are, at our core, retroactive meaning makers. And I believe that where God is found is in allowing us to make meaning and sense out of events. How we respond to an event is what will give that event its ultimate meaning.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center in Virginia is only a few miles from Temple Shalom, but worlds away theologically. Imam Johari Abdul Malik says God caused this tragedy because Allah, the creator and sustainer, is intimately involved in the world.
If there is an earthquake, it quakes by the command of its creator. If the wave forms, every atom in those waves is following the instructions of its creator. Some people were spared in a way that people cannot understand, while others see the events simply as tragedy. And so, in that, Allah is a part of the entire process.
He says nothing happens without a reason, but people will not know the reasons until they meet God.
When we meet our Lord, our Creator, and we are wondering, why did this happen? We will be assured that the answer will be satisfactory to us.
Johari takes comfort in the belief that every detail of his life is in God's hands, as does John Piper, the senior pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis. Piper says there's a debate in Protestant Christianity about whether God intends to kill seemingly innocent people. But in his view, every person is stained by sin and deserves punishment.
So when I hear of a calamity like this, my deepest interpretation is God is calling John Piper to repent. God is breaking my heart. God is pointing out my sin. God is telling me, be amazed you weren't under the wave. And so my biggest interpretation is God is calling the world to repent.
He says God is loving, but also holy and just. And Piper says it is God's mercy that restrains him from exacting even more judgment and tragedy.
We put God on trial every time something big happens. And I think what repentance would mean is that we stop making God a whipping boy and blaming him for every pain and not praising him for any pleasure.
When Prabha Duneja first learned of the tsunami, she was celebrating with 1,000 other Hindu worshippers at Shiva Vishnu Temple near San Francisco. Duneja, a spiritual counselor at the temple, says there are as many interpretations of Hinduism as there are villages in her native country, India. But she believes nature is God and people have been abusing nature.
Nature is angry now, you know, furious, because they didn't keep the balance. They didn't respect nature in certain ways.
By polluting and by living poorly, committing bad karma in this life or before, Duneja believes the people who died earned their punishment.
This is according to the laws of karma. This baby, this child, this person, this is what they have done somewhere in past, and this is what the punishment has come to them.
She says people rushed to the temple and to prayer, asking their gods for guidance and forgiveness. And in that act of return, she says, true life is renewed.
In the difficult times, when they seek guidance from God, they get in alignment with the source of life once again. And they regain their connection with the source, with the God, which was lost for a short time.
Theologians say there is perhaps a common strain among religions. When it comes to tragedy, some answers cannot be known in this life. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.